Blog Talk Radio.
Young lady trying to catch my phone, check 212. Will never leave my own hype, but it's 213. The world brought me some of these. Where did you from? You, did you improve on the habits? Do something new with your name in on the guest list. Who brought you to you? The more famous person you come through, and the sexy lady next to you, you come through. And then the hitman standing outside of heaven waiting for God to come and get me. I'm too uncool, unspooled for the rules, and too gumshoe. Too much of a newcomer, and too uncool. Like Shadow in the Veil, a battle with it real. Though I need a holiday, like they do some too. Go back, whatever you did, you undo. Happy heaven, the devil on the two souls, too.
Welcome to In the Know with Mo. This is your host, Maureen Forte. How to become a movie extra or a TV extra with Mo Talk. Please remember, all the comments that you hear today coming from me are solely from my perspective and not from any casting company or casting agency. So you would like to be a movie star or a TV extra. Well, this is great. I'm a what you call a background extra. In the past, I would call myself a background extra actress enhancer because I felt that I enhanced the actress or actor who was performing. Today, we have coined the phrase background celebrities, which was coined to us by one of the background celebrities, James Gordon, who is a number one artist in his own right as a poetry and also an artist in acting in movies and television. So let me give you a little background. A background actor or extra is a performer in film, television shows, stage, musical, opera, or ballet productions who appears in a non-speaking, now listen to what I'm saying, we are non-speaking or non-singing talent, which means that we are quiet. Capacity usually in the background, for example, is we're used as in an audience or busy street scene. In opera and ballet, they may be called either extras or supers. So now your question is, well, what do you do? How much do you get paid? How many hours do you work? I know there's a lot of questions that you are asking on how we got started in this field. Well, can my children be extras? What about my pets? These and more are questions that people have asked me and others who are classified as background extras, also known as background celebrities. Name which was coined, as I mentioned before, from James Gordon. Well, here's the situation. We can all be something and work positively in being a background actor or actress. All it takes is time and patience and understanding that you must be able to give of yourself. The time is very long hours, sometimes 8, which is the basics, 8 to 12, or maybe 17 hours, which I have worked. And sometimes it even can come where you're working overtime. And overtime means overnight. Overnight means, like I just finished doing Captive State. Captive State, which is a movie being directed by Mr. Rupert with the starring role of John Goodman, overnight was from 5:30 p.m. to 7 a.m. the next morning. The pay is not that of what you really think, but the pay is rewarding. It's $84.8, which means $84 for 8 hours. So you can divide that up. And if you go overtime, it's time and a half. Now, if they decide to use your car, then that's a bump of $35 to $40, depending on who the production company is. And so I will also give you the various names of casting agencies. We're having a little technical difficulties here in the studio, so please stay with us. All right, I want to list 11 do's and don'ts. And those of you that are listening and would like to call in if you have any questions or concerns, the number to call in to speak to me is 1- 646-668-2458. Again, that number is 1-646-668-2458. So now I want to give you some do's and don'ts about being an extra or background actor or actress in movies or television. Number one, getting a gig or getting a job is as simple as showing up. You can be an ex-offender, ex-felon, and be a background. The bottom line is you cannot come to these positions and these jobs drunk or high and being disrespectful. So the job market is open to each and every one of you, including children. Number two, get your name out there. You must, first of all, in order to get your name out there, you must register with as many background casting companies as possible. Registration should be free. You are not paying to register with any casting company. And I will give you a list of the various casting companies that are casting here in Chicago. Number three, patience is crucial. Shoot days, as I mentioned before, can stretch longer than 14 hours. And complaining or looking bored will only earn you some enemies. Your director on the set will say, oh, don't call her back or don't call him back because they were bored. They weren't being a team player. Number four, befriend the right people. The best person to befriend on set, I would say, would be a PA, personal assistant, a director or assistant director. Number five, build a reputation. If production people get to know and trust you, the more likely you will be selected for something special should the opportunity arise. Number six, never, never, never take photos. Absolutely do not do that. If they catch you, you could very well be blacklisted and thrown off the set. One thing for sure, they tell you over and over again, never take photos. Number seven, stay in the background. Your main concern should be to blend into the background, so don't make it your mission to go around or otherwise call attention to yourself in hopes that it will land you first big break. Doing anything more to try and steal a scene is a sure way to be thrown off the set. I noticed on several sets some of the ladies, and we're all 84-8, which means $84 for 8 hours, they come overly dressed, some not clothed properly, and wanting to get attention. All that does is get you a case of the eye rolls because, honey, we're all in the same boat together. Number eight, enjoy the free food. Depending on the scope and budget of the job, you may be eating like a serious movie star. All of the sets I have been on, they have all fed us quite well. So, I mean, that's a plus. Number nine, let the talent come to you. Even if you're bold enough to chat up on a listener, don't generally, the rule is not to speak to any big stars or crew members unless they start the conversation. And I know the first time I worked on Empire, the ladies were like, oh, Terrence Howard, oh, Taraji, oh. You know, the bottom line is we were all directed not to speak to the stars. So they come in. And they said, good morning, and we said, good morning. Well, one day we were on set, and Terrence Howard came in, and he said, good morning, and no one spoke loud enough. He said, I said, good morning. When I say good morning, you can say good morning back. And so they're all very friendly, and they know we're all working hard like they are working hard, even though our pay is not like theirs, but just the opportunity to be on the set is priceless. Number 10. Don't expect it to be glamorous. No, you won't be getting your own trailer. During the long stretches of downtown, you'll be kept in a holding. A holding is a designated area away from the action. It may be under a tent, in some huge room, or out in the open, so you won't have much in the way of personal nap stations. So some people think, oh, I'm going to have my own trailer be in the background. No, that's not true. Number 11, market your special skills. The non-union rate is not always the same, so different projects have different pay rates. Sometimes people are cast because they have special abilities, like play an instrument, or they may be a certified nurse or a certified EMT, or having a special ability to get you higher paying work. So these are just some of the do's and don'ts of being a background or background artist. Now, if you have a pen ready, I am going to give you some of the casting pages where you can call or log in to get the information on how to register free. You can also, on these sites, they'll give you information on how to register your children and even your pets. So background and acting opportunity sources, this is a list of pages, so I'm going to say them slow, and then if you're interested, I will post them. And some of the first production agency is Four Star Casting. Star Casting, and they are listed on Facebook. So in order to get a lot of these jobs, you must have a Facebook page, because most of these jobs, in fact, all of these jobs are posted on Facebook. Facebook is a social media, and for those of you that, oh, I don't do Facebook, well, you won't be hired. So this is what you need to do. You need to go to Facebook, establish your Facebook page, then go to Four Star Casting, and then like the page of Four Star Casting and follow the directions there for Four Star Casting, and then register there, and it will give you the step-by-step on what you need to do. And so you like that page on Facebook, jobs are posted there. And then the other group right now, which is filming here in Chicago on Facebook, is Captive State Extras. And so that's on Facebook, where you go and you register with them, and that's where the extras, many extras are needed for this movie. And so you must register with them on Captive State Extras. Now, Chicago Fire has a set page, too. Chicago Fire, all these are listed here and filmed here in Chicago. So Chicago Fire on Facebook is Chicago Fire Extras. Like that page and follow the directions on how to register with the agency. The next one, Chicago Justice Extras, Chicago Med Extras, and that's Chicago Med, M-E-D Extras. And then there's one casting company that takes SAG actors, and those are actors with an agent, and also they take those without an agent, and that's O'Connor Casting, O apostrophe Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R Casting. They are also on Facebook, but you can go to O'Connor Casting, you can Google them, or go on Facebook and register with. The next one is Planet Earth Agency, Planet Earth Agency. And then you have Simon Casting, S-I-M-O-N Casting. And the last one, Tail Sticks Casting, T-A-I-L Sticks, S-T-I-C-K-S Casting, C-A-S-T-I-N-G. Again, all of these agencies are listed on Facebook, and they post jobs for extras just about every day, every hour, every minute. So if you're interested, please make sure you register on Facebook and then go to the sites here. Now, I want to address for one of the callers here, I have a chat here on how can I get my children into being active. You can register. All the information I've given on the agencies is the same information you would need to register your children. Children have to have a work permit. And once you register online, the work permits are free. And in most cases, they are. You can pick a work permit up at the various high schools. So it would, once you register your child, it will tell you what school in your area or studio that you can pick up a work permit for your child. Now, when your children are on set, they will not work the long hours you do because of the child labor laws. And there's also a teacher that's assigned to the studio. Kids are still learning, even though they may miss school, but they are still learning because there is a person there that is qualified to teach and directing the children. So the best definition of what a movie extra does, or better yet, does, we don't say lines. Jobs for TV or movie extras range across the board, but they are usually in the background, and occasionally they can be foreground. You see them all the time. Like I've done several scenes with Empire and Chicago Fire, and because my face had gotten so much face time that I had to wait like a couple of months before I could be back on the show. What is cool about these shows is that you create network, and the networking is priceless. So for those of you, I'm doing this as a hobby, but I take whatever I do very serious, and I'm very dedicated to it. But there are many people that are backgrounds that are looking for that break to go to Hollywood. I'm just looking for a break to satisfy my curiosity and entertain myself. And the only red carpet that I'm going to be walking on is the red carpet that's at the foot of my bed when I come in at the end of the day. So movie extra work is not that hard to get, but it's not a walk in the park either. And so there are many websites, as I have mentioned before, and you can also look up and Google casting companies in Chicago. But I would also suggest looking at trade journals, Hollywood Reporter, and the newspaper, The Variety. They'll have sections classified too. At one time, movie, film, and TV extras had their own union called SAG, S-E-G, which is no longer. Now there is SAG, S-A-G, which is the Screen Actors Guild. They have launched a new section called Background Performers. So if you're looking to join the union, SAG offers some helpful information as well as forms to assist you in becoming background performer extras. Now, remember, SAG is not free. Being a background extra is free. And many people that become background extras, they want to run and get an agent. Well, let me inform you, having an agent means you were qualified for speaking roles. But once you have that speaking role, it would take about a year before you'd be seen again in that same episode. So for me, as a background celebrity, I enjoy just doing the work. I probably work, in fact, I know I work more than anyone who has an agent. The money is not that great, but at least I am working and doing what I enjoy and meeting great people, people from all walks of life, from all educational levels. I mean, they're just there enjoying each other. We're family. So when you get the gig or the job as a movie, film, or TV extra, you need to ask the following questions. Because some people don't ask the questions once they get the job. They're just there, and they're just excited. But there are several questions you need to ask. One, do I need to bring my own clothes? If so, are there certain colors, styles, and fabrics that I need to wear? Captive State, we had to wear red, white, and blue. Most times they tell you colors to not to wear because some of the stars are wearing. Like last year, my favorite color was this pretty blue jacket. Well, I couldn't wear it on the set because Taraji Cookie was wearing the same color, so I had to wear something else. Do you need to bring more than one set? Remember that the average workday is 12 hours. Within that 12 hours, you are doing 2 to 3 different sets. So you need to bring more than one set of clothing because they will end up having you change for another scene. So if the show is a period piece or has a specific look, they will ask you to come before the call time and meet with the wardrobe person to select what you are wearing. And each time we check in, there's always a wardrobe person there that checks our clothes, tells you what to wear. Call time is your call to the set. You'll be called at least an hour before the assistant director thinks you will be needed. Be sure to show up at least a half hour before that. This will help you become accustomed to the set, the props, and the atmosphere. Never, 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 ever be late, because if you are late, you will be sent back home. If you know that this is a period piece or something unique, then I would suggest do some homework and make sure that you know the do's and don'ts of that area. I also suggest, and the studio does too, to bring reading materials or something to keep you occupied since you'll be there for a long waiting period. And I also bring you some snacks, even though they have snacks on this set. Sometimes the snacks are not available at the time you want them. So I would suggest bringing you a snack and some water, even though there's plenty of water there. So if your call is all day, it is most likely that they will have breakfast for you, lunch, snacks, and possible dinner. But it's very rare that you'll be eating or even in the same line as the actors. In some cases, the actors and the crew goes first, and they eat. And then after the actors and crews have eaten, then they bring the background crew in. So you never have to worry about it not being enough food because it's always plenty, plenty. So if you want to pursue other avenues in film, this is a great opportunity to watch and soak up everything. Just make sure you do not get in the way of anything or anyone, upset anyone. Things I would not recommend, and I see people violating this, do not bring a camera or any expensive equipment on the set because the set is not responsible for anything that is lost or stolen. When you hear action on the set, that means do not talk or move until you hear the word cut. Make sure your cell phone, beeper, or any electronic device is off. Do not, people, any alcoholic beverages onto the set. When they are filming, make sure you do not look straight into the camera. So some of the phrases that you need to understand if you are a newcomer on the set is AD, which is the assistant director. The UPM is your unit production manager. What they say goes. They are the boss, and you will find out very soon that they have no or little patience. So what they say is it because they are handing down directions from their boss. Quiet on the set. We are going to start rolling. What this actually means is what it sounds like. Everyone is now in position. Get ready to start filming. Rolling is what you hear next. This is said by the crew members. And background, this is your cue to start your action or movement as described to you by the AD. So there's a whole lot to this, and I suggest each and every one of you sign up. Become a background actor. There are 5 movies or more being filmed here in Chicago alone. Chicago pay at this time is $84.8. It's a $4 increase from last year, which was $88. So everyone has a difference of opinion when it comes to headshots. I know that's the next one. Do I need a headshot? All of my headshots were done for me by my camera, by my cell phone. I did my own headshots. My daughter, Melissa, did some headshots. And when you start spending big money for headshots, you got to think about it. My personal feeling is that if you're just starting out and want to pursue doing background extra work, I would not spend the money. Most of the calls for extras are for groups of people. If, however, some casting agent or producer or director asks, I would ask what they want. Sometimes they will require a 3x5 color photo, or if they want an 8x10, then you find a friend and shoot some headshots. If you can show different looks, that would be great, too. The more variety of looks, the better off you will be finding a job. If they come out good, make 8x10s or go to a professional studio with the quality of digital cameras. It is becoming easier to shoot and see what you're getting and print it out at home at your near drugstore. So these are just some of the do's and don'ts on how to become. First of all, register on Facebook. You must have a Facebook page. And the number one casting company that I use is 4-Star Casting. It's up to you what you want to pursue. So I would suggest that you head out and get started and be the best you can be. There's a lot of work here in Chicago, but it's up to you if you want to do this. I want to thank you all, and you've been listening to In the Know with Mo on how to become a movie extra or a TV extra. It's easy. It's fun. Until next week, stay focused and be blessed.
Meaning we wanted to grow, meaning